B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Look at the calendar!
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday. And you have changed something in this room.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
About waking up.
What else is there to do?
Going back to sleep.
Wake up! Wake up! Please, wake up!
Why?
Why?
You're gonna miss out.
You're going to miss it.
Miss what? The show.
Show's not over.
In fact,
it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
So, Brian walks in the door this morning around 4 o'clock, and the first thing he said is, hey, cold enough for you? And that, your honor, is when I lost control.
Trying to get it right out of the way, you know?
That's right. That's right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's 4 degrees above nothing. It's very cold. It's much worse out in the Midwest, so we could thank our lucky stars on that. Okay, so
it's got minus 16 in Chicago, 33 below with the wind chill.
That's good to hear.
It was so cold in Chicago, they had to cancel the performances of Hamilton last night.
Cold.
Wow. Cold. Burr kills Hamilton. Get it? Right. B-R-R.
Burr,
actually, Timmy G Burr
kills Hamilton. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, stuff we got coming up today. All about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk to, you got your Bob Ryan report, his final analysis before the Super Bowl coming up 7:25 this morning. 6:40 this morning, we're going to talk to Matt Light about a great chance for you to actually go to the big game in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a grand prize drawing on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the next morning, Saturday, you get up, you hop on a plane, you fly to Atlanta, you go to the Super Bowl, you stay overnight and a couple nights in the hotel. It's going to be a cool thing. We got that at 6:40 this morning. We're going to give the latest update on the brackets for the best football movies ever.
Yeah.
We're going to give away more squares for our totally...
Those things are coveted. Those squares.
The squares are
unbelievable.
Hottest square in town.
Yeah. It's really
legal.
Good.
Totally legal.
Yeah. Yep. Totally legal. It's let me see. What else we got? We've dirty laundry. What do you got at dirty laundry today?
Well, Mick Jagger's fetus of a girlfriend has dumped him for Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
I have all the details.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not
serious?
Kidding you.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I thought I was hallucinating, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, must be the cold. Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne Wiley Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Are we ready to distribute more numbers this morning? Okay, we've got five more winners standing by on the line here. And let's just to say hi to John quickly. John, how you doing this morning, John?
Morning.
Morning. You're from Bridgewater, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Congratulations. You got one of the squares on our totally legal
office
pool.
Yes, exciting. I'm excited.
Okay. Now, you would never gamble if it weren't totally legal, right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. We're on this page. Okay. Good. You hold the line here, and good luck. And we hope somebody's going to win. There's going to be a winner declared after each quarter of the game coming up on Sunday, and
plenty of more chances to enter too. Julie D and J-Bo both will be
online
giving away
well.
On air
okay.
And then online at WROR.com.
Okay.
And
we'll
it's the hottest ticket in town.
Fabulous prize.
We'll be assigning numbers tomorrow. And by the way, some mathematical savants ran the numbers on this, and the best two numbers you can possibly have are 0 and 7.
Really?
Just so you'll know. Okay.
Okay.
So the we're getting much closer to the game, and it's beginning to all shape out now. About everybody in America hates us.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's a little bit sad, and I think it's kind of can get a little mean. In fact, this Pittsburgh news station has fired an employee who used a chyron calling Tom Brady a known cheater into a broadcast on Monday.
You know, normally I feel bad when people get fired.
But
for
that's
like
stupid.
Silly reasons.
That's
but
stupid.
That I'm okay with.
I bet you they gave him a good severance package because they really agree with him. Just looked bad.
Oh, yeah. No. I think that's like, I don't know. They could have said anything, like, you know, anything about him, like, you know, supermodel's husband, like, or something like, you know, former Uggs model, aging Uggs model, or something. But the known cheater is so harsh. Like, I don't think that there's a worse thing that you can call somebody. You know, especially
like
Tom Brady, who is at the top of his game, who's excellent, and that just it just chisels away at that goat thing. It's just me.
I feel sad for the people who don't think that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback.
I kind
ever.
Of do too, because I feel like they're really delusional.
Yeah.
Now in Texas, right, the North Texas Tollway Authority, they have those digital boards that are out on the highways. There was one that said yesterday that they're trying to be helpful. It says, tire flat as a Patriots football, Alpine 999.
Well, They can just be happy that Tony Romo's finally going to a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
good point.
That's a good point.
Pound 999. I got an idea what they can pound.
Pound this.
But we won't go there. Okay, now, in the meantime, let me see. We've got Matt Light coming up in just about 10 minutes, and this is going to be your chance to actually win a ticket to Atlanta, take care of your hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to the big game. I mean, this is going to be really
big. Partnered up with Gronk.
Exactly.
And I'm curious what he thinks about the our offensive line.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So you may have heard about it. There's a story going around, rumor going around, that there's a big football game coming up on Sunday night down in Atlanta. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. And so somebody who might know something about it just happens to be on the line with us. A man who has 3 Super Bowl rings, 3-time Super Bowl winner, Matt Light, one of the all-time New England Patriots greats. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, top of the morning. Doing great. Great. Just ready for this thing to start, finally.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So, listen, two different people are going to have their lifelong dream come true Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock because there's this big raffle going on. It's the Gronk raffle, and it's a pair of tickets each time to go down to Atlanta. You fly down to Atlanta. You got tickets to the game for 2 to the game. You got a round-trip flight from Delta, from Boston to Atlanta. You have your hotel accommodations, the Hotel Indigo for Saturday night and Sunday night. You get to go to the Taste of the NFL party. You get to the NFL pregame party.
Whoa.
You get dinner at Davio's, any location, anytime.
Meatballs,
and it's all for just...
You're in just for the meatballs.
I'm in for the meatballs.
In it for the meatballs. So, Matt, how do you win this one of these trips?
You know, the best part about these is that if you spend $10 or $20, whatever you want to do, the tickets are $1 a piece. Get as many raffle tickets as you want. Go to GronkRaffle.com, and we're going to pull the winner tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Cool.
And I love that moment, by the way, because you can't just call somebody with great news, right? You have to mess with them first.
Yeah, well, you're a bit of a prankster.
Yeah.
What have you done to people in the past that have won this?
Well, I mean, I had a guy hang up on me 3 separate times.
No!
And I wasn't going to give up.
Get out!
Yeah. Well, it started out first with a vinyl sash replacement window service.
Okay.
And he wasn't interested, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think I called him back and said, listen, I just want to talk to you. Click.
I'm getting a lot of calls from chimney guys, Matt. Yeah, you know, if you need any ideas, chimney guys are calling a lot.
Yeah. Have a new liner put in your chimney.
This time of year, the chimney's got to be a big deal. I'll use that one for one of these packages. But we're calling 2 people, you know? That's 2 of them are going to win.
Hey, man, by the way, the proceeds are great causes, too, because not only the Matt Light Foundation, but the Greater Boston Food Bank, Children's Hospital, Boston Children's Hospital, and the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital, all great causes and raising a lot of money for them. And it's just going to be a great deal. Now, so if you go ahead and you buy the tickets, and by the way, you can get 30 tickets for just $25.
All right. Lauren, we know it's a great deal. Lauren, I got to know. Matt, can you believe Tom Brady's playing in his 9th Super Bowl? I mean, really?
At this point, I think that the idea that this guy is in good shape and he's able to do what he does and he's going to do it for even longer, shocker, you know, newsflash.
Yeah.
You know, the guy literally loves what he does. And, I mean, have you ever seen, I don't know if there's somebody in the studio or somebody that
none
you
of
guys
us like
work
this.
With that, I mean, no one loves doing what they do for the most part. But when you see somebody who loves their job, like, they don't want to do anything else. They don't have anything else in their mind. They don't look at, you know, hobbies or other interests, you know, and say, oh, I'd rather be doing that. Like, literally, the guy just wants to go out there and win Super Bowls, and he's had a pretty good average of going to them and winning, I guess.
What it says to me is he really just doesn't love his family that much.
No,
you really think that's true. Anything you get out of
I don't
the
mean
house,
that.
Really.
Hey, Matt, listen, part of his success is the fact that you protected him so well on the offensive line.
Yeah.
I do have a football question. How much trash talk is there between the offensive and defensive lines in a game like this?
You're talking about during the game,
right? During the game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there can be a lot. I mean, it depends really kind of on the line itself. I mean, the defensive guys, they tend to have something to say almost all the time. And look, I chalk that up to just a lower intellect.
If they were smarter, they'd be offensive linemen.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they had a little bit more intelligence, they wouldn't feel the need to, you know, say certain things and act a certain way. Now, to be quite honest, I'm usually sucking wind so much that I don't have, you know, enough time.
Save
to
your breath.
Out.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, there are some guys, though, that are just notorious trash talkers. I mean, they just never. I mean, I can remember going up against Rucker in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know, years and years ago. And this guy just was relentless. And after the game, after we beat him, he puts out a statement to some reporter saying, you know, I tried getting him to talk. I couldn't. It actually kind of bothered me that he didn't say anything. You know, so yep. I always want the silencer. But
now, does this? I think a lot of this is going to come down to our offensive line because the Rams' defensive line looks pretty good. And Ndamukong Suh, I just hate that guy.
What do you think about him?
What do you think is going to happen with the lines?
Yeah, well, my fondest memory. I think it was my last season. We played in Detroit for the big Turkey Day game.
Yeah.
And I can remember coming out of a pile with his helmet, and you know, we had a heck of a little scrum down there.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, the NFL is pretty good at cutting to commercial whenever, you know, the Neanderthals start throwing blows at each other. But
yeah,
it was a great moment. But I mean, look, he's a good player. I mean, he's obviously had his moments. I don't know that he goes full tilt all the time, but when he wants to go, he's a pretty good force to reckon with. And
yeah,
I think Donald is the same way. And the best way you negate those guys is just get them tuckered out. I mean, they will tire down. You know, you can get to the edges, make them run sideline to sideline. You can do direct runs right at them. Take some of that aggressive approach that they're going to come with almost every play and use it against them. But they're smart, so they're going to make some plays. But overall, I think this offense is built, you know, especially with the way they played in the postseason to handle this kind of a defense.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Like to hear that.
Okay,
excellent.
Matt, thanks a million for taking the time to join us this morning. And good luck on the sale of the tickets. You got to get these tickets by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon because the drawing takes place at 2. And all you have to do is go to GronkRaffle.com. Am I correct on that?
GronkRaffle.com, and you'll have somebody hopefully calling you for some chimney sweep come Friday.
Right. Awesome.
You got it. Okay,
thank
man.
You, Matt Light.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for protecting Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, go Pats.
You got it.
Okay, awesome. See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, Hank, what else is going on?
Speaking of Tom Brady, Patriots owner Bob Kraft says he's open to a contract extension for Brady, who turns 42 in August, has a year left on his contract. That'll count $27 million against the cap next season. Kyrie out again last night, but the Celts pummeled the Hornets 126-94 on the parquet. Jaylen Brown, 24 points, 10 rebounds, and Terry Rozier, 17 points, 10 assists in place of Kyrie. The Bruins host the Flyers tonight. I'm Hank Morse.
Thank you much, Hank. 105.7 WROR. Well, if you've already stepped out this morning, you may have noticed that it's just a little bit on the chilly side out there.
Need some heat in here. I'm going to freeze in here. Hang some meat in here because it's so cold. Need long underwear. I'll put on two pairs. Need long underwear because I'm so cold. The polar vortex sent to freezing jail. Now it's giving me shrinkage. Need some
you know that it is so cold. Not really, seriously. You don't even have to say how cold is it. It's so cold that in Pennsylvania, they're experiencing, I've never felt this before, frost quakes. Have you ever heard of
frost? Oh, yeah, we've had frost quakes in my house.
Really?
My parents, too. It's like a boom sounding. It's crazy.
It's because the ground freezes and kind of shifts around.
Yeah, it was happening around here the last time it got really, really cold.
Yeah,
so
like
watch
5
out.
Days,
like
yeah.
Your house will make weird boom sounds.
I've heard that. It's when the expansion and contraction of the lumber in your
weird.
House.
Weird.
In
weird.
Chicago.
Also weird.
You know what else is weird?
What?
Yeah. The woman. Did you hear the story?
No.
The woman who can taste words. Okay, so
wait a minute.
Here's this thing. I just read this. There's a woman from Scotland named Julie McDowell who has synesthesia, and she can taste words. And she's so synesthesia is this thing.
Is this a real thing?
No, it's real. Synesthesia is where you have two or more of your senses get scrambled. For example, like a trumpet might sound orange to someone who has it.
Oh, it definitely sounds orange.
Wait a minute. Okay, so if she says, for example, she says trumpet, she can taste like orange in her mouth?
Or like sight and sound. So like a trumpet,
the senses get confused.
So she has taste bud and sound thing going on. So she's charging people a small fee on Twitter to tell them what their name tastes like. So here's a woman who did it, and this is what her name tastes like.
I messaged a lady on Twitter who has, I think it's called synesthesia, so she can taste people's names. And I paid her to taste my name, and I've just got the results. She says, Erin is a cola-flavored boiled sweet which has been dusted in cocoa powder.
True.
Ooh. Oh, it's so true.
Accurate.
I was allowed three names, so I also did Charlotte's name.
Charlotte's my niece.
Is a raspberry lolly.
A raspberry lolly.
My daughter will be thrilled.
Is a mound of lightly browned mints.
Melissa is a mound of lightly browned mints.
Hey, Brian is pretty good because that tastes like shredded coconut.
Yes, Aaron tastes like a stale chocolate bar.
Well, you know, maybe there's something to it. Like if you say pickle, you get a little pucker in your mouth.
You think sour.
But it's not like
If you say, you know, hot juicy steak, does your mouth water a little bit?
Yeah, but you don't get it.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
Yeah.
It's like it's
very confusing.
It's a little it's weird. It's like take a sense. You see something.
No, I understand.
And then you swish.
I understand.
That's an actual physical reaction. It's about seeing something, like hearing a word and then immediately thinking of what a taste. So like you'd see like not a food thing, like a cardboard box, and you'd be like, that
dry.
Well, yeah. But a name.
You know what I'm bothered by?
What?
Madison. Madison tastes like a mix of chocolate and earwax.
And Sam tastes like tuna fish. I love tuna fish.
How many people have ever tasted earwax?
Right.
Gross.
What? You've never just licked your finger after you?
Okay, that's all I want to hear.
Why?
Lion tastes gross.
We're getting ready for your man from Maine. Oh, but hey, you got to stay tuned because we're talking about synesthesia. Words have a different taste to them. We got somebody on the line who says his wife has a similar situation.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, today's Men from Maine is brought to you by AAA. Well, are they going to be busy today? Winter's here. That means ice, snow, and dead car batteries. Get AAA and download the mobile app to request and track the service. Join at AAA.com/join now. It's AAA.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, there's one job opening available at the Bangor DPW. And Lem and Ephus both decide to apply for that job. But first, they must take the Bangor Civil Service exam. After hours of struggling with a difficult question, they finally finish. The test results are in, and we hear...
Well, Lem, Ephus, the test results are back, and you both got exactly the same number of questions wrong.
Uh-oh.
And even though you was both wrong on question 47, I guess I'm going to have to give the job to Ephus.
Well, now, wait a minute. What did Ephus write down for his answer on number 47?
He wrote down, I don't know.
Well, what did I write down?
Oh, well, you wrote down, me neither.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
So synesthesia is the name of the condition that we were talking about just a couple minutes ago. And this guy, Peter, called us. He's on the line right now. Hey, morning, Peter. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
It's when you mix senses.
Yeah, you mix your senses, get mixed up here. You say your wife has a sort of like this condition?
It's absolutely true. So my wife is almost totally blind. She was born that way.
Yeah.
But she does see colors. She knows some colors. She doesn't see them super well, but she knows what they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, we're just like watching TV or something, and somebody brings up this concept of synesthesia.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's a name for that? I'm like, what are you talking about? Turns out she has always associated numbers and time with colors.
Really?
So, really?
A day of the week, or a month of the year, or a number, or a combination of them is a color.
Wow.
And she thought that it was just completely normal and everybody else did it. And so it's a real deal.
What's January?
Wow.
I don't have it memorized. I don't know what they are.
Well, I was going to say, did she ever get mad at you? She's like, I had dinner ready at green and you came home at blue 30. No?
Okay. Well, that's amazing.
Well, thanks for confirming
it.
Thanks, man. Have a great day, okay?
Go Patriots.
Go Patriots. You got it.
Thanks,
you got it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
It is time now for our weekly visit and our final visit before the Super Bowl with Mr. Everything himself, Bob Ryan. The Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Yes, good morning indeed.
Okay, so this is it. You've analyzed the whole thing. How you feeling?
I feel quite good. Now, I feel really good for this two reasons. One is that the goal every team in every sport has, be playing your best at the most important time. Certainly, we can say the Patriots have played two excellent games. Arguably, their two best games of the year. Number two, and I really like this, is that this is a very odd circumstance. Everyone's available. There's no injury, I won't say excuse, but no injury issue. You know, I'm sure the people are banged up. You know, that's not the issue. Everyone is hurting to a degree, but they're available. And this is not normal. So I feel good that this team, when playing well, when I have all its pieces functioning, it's a terrific team. And it took a lot of long time for it to gel this year. We all know that. But they have. So I feel really good.
Is it a disappointment if they don't win? I mean, more than, you know, just being a regular disappointed? But
I don't think there'll be a universal agreement on that topic. If they don't win, then they'll have five wins and four losses in these nine Super Bowls. That will bother some people. Just getting to the Super Bowl is we should never, ever, ever take for granted. Let me just remind people of this. I'll just answer that question this way. I expect it to be a very close game, a one-possession game. They have been in eight previous Super Bowls in this Brady Belichick era. They could be 0-8. They could be 8-0. They are 5-3, which is probably what they have earned. I'll be a little disappointed because what I just told you, I think this team is ready to win.
Bob, is there one thing about the LA Rams that scares you more than something else?
Yes, it's the possibility that what has not happened the last 2 weeks, namely that people put a finger on Brady, with Aaron Donald, who was no myth. He's a great, great all-time player and a defensive player, and Ndamukong Suh, who did not have a good regular season and is now playing up to his new reputation.
Yeah.
The thing, if you think about the two Giants losses, the overriding memory was of the pass rush up the middle. And Brady is very good at sensing what's coming from the side, and he knows how to maneuver in the pocket very, very well, but there's not much anybody can do when they're coming at you from the middle. And that offensive line has the biggest pressure in this game, in my opinion, is to deal with those two guys.
Okay, one possession game. Just a little side note on when we're all watching the game, and there seem to be two schools of thought on this. I'd like to get your thoughts on how do you like Tony Romo?
I love him. I love the enthusiasm. I love the insight. I just like him. He has you feeling that you're sitting with him at the bar. And you're watching the game, and that's
why
great,
I like him.
Yeah. that's a great gift. I really don't understand why anybody wouldn't enjoy Tony Romo.
Okay, now can we shift gears just a little bit because we got to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just need to talk Celtics real quick because there's the crazy rumors about Kyrie going to rejoin with LeBron, and then you throw in the Anthony Davis stuff. What do you think is going to happen? What's going on?
Well, two different things there, obviously. The Kyrie thing, I believe if you were to go back and research your Bob Ryan report archives, we would find at least one or two discussions about Kyrie Irving, starting with Flat Earth and everything else. And I believe I told you, don't just try to shut your ears when his lips are moving, okay? He talks incessantly. He contradicts himself. He means well. He loves. I like the fact that he talks. You know, as a writer, he likes. But I just try to just ignore it and just watch him play now. And I'll probably. don't worry about 2019, 2020. Don't worry about 2021, 2022, or 2027, 28. Enjoy him while we have him. I mean, okay. That's all. I don't know. I truly don't know if he even knows what he really wants.
Okay, there you go.
It'd be nice to have Anthony Davis, though, wouldn't it?
Well, Anthony Davis is a transcendent player. Yep. And I thought the Adam Himmelsbach's piece in the Globe yesterday, you know, explaining that, don't kid yourself, the Celtics have had him on their radar screen for a long time, and they're doing all their due diligence, and they're going to try very hard.
We shall see to make that happen.
I'm not saying it's going to come to fruition, but they are going to do their best to try to make that happen.
Excellent.
Okay, as we move, we'll talk to you next week, of course, following yep. Super Bowl 53, as we head into Super Bowl 53.
As we prepare for the parade, right? Or maybe in the afternoon.
Yeah, right, yeah, you know, put the goat on a boat here. So, hey, listen, what's the deal? Mr. Everything going to be watching the game from the confines of the Ryan Hacienda?
No, not the Ryan. No, we have a rotating group of friends that we host, take turns hosting games each week, and we'll be at I will be in an adjourning community with good friends as we get together to watch the game. So it's always a communal effort. Say, I'm going to leave you with this thought. The definition of a loser is someone who watches the Super Bowl alone.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow.
You got any shameless plugs?
The Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning will be aired. You'll be ready to go with a fresh one. And there you go. And then I'll be on Around the Horn, but I don't have my schedule yet next week. It'll be early in the week.
Okay. You take good care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week and have the post-game analysis.
Okay. Bye.
There you go. Mr. Everything.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, you know what? I'm going to talk about the Hasty Pudding, Madonna the Seamstress. Oh, before I do that, the movie poll is up. We have our brackets. I just want to mention. So we've whittled it down to three. So today you vote for your number one out of three. And the movies that have made the final three.
Okay, I'm excited. What is it going to be?
The Replacements. Random. Rudy. And Remember the Titans. Yeah! All R's. The three R's.
Brian's Song is gone.
Brian's Song is gone.
Oh. Take that, Brian's Song.
Oh, my gosh. Really? You hate your own name.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of self-loathing going on.
Wow. You okay?
Anyway, so that'll be good.
Sit down.
We will announce the winner tomorrow.
Okay. This is my favorite story of the day.
Okay.
What hot man could drag a 23-year-old woman from Mick Jagger?
Gronk?
No. Mick Jagger is 74 years old, and he's been dating Noor Al-Fallah, who's 23. Very good-looking, by the way.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh. I mean, that is just, I feel as though that should be criminal.
What do you think they talk about?
Nothing.
Babysitters. The crossing guard at school.
I don't think they talk
homework. Yeah.
So anyway, on Monday, she was spotted leaving a restaurant with none other than Clint Eastwood.
What?
Who
is 88 years old.
She needed an older guy.
This is the scary part.
She was in the older guys. Yeah,
they got into the car together, but he was driving. Wow. And she was in the back.
Who's going to take the keys away from Clint Eastwood?
I think someone might want to. Anyway, really? She
they
says...
They might want to, but who's going to do it?
She's giving the just
you
friends
punk.
Rap. Said there's no relationship, but I feel as though she has a type. Can you even... I'm just for a moment. You're 23 years old.
Yeah.
And just let's talk about Mick Jagger, who's 74. Right. She was definitely dating him. I don't know. There is nothing to talk about.
Okay. Somebody give us a call. If you happen to be in a relationship.
And I'm not talking like just 10, 12 years, because no, whatever. Yeah, even
we're
20.
We're talking like 30 years.
I want like 30 plus, okay. Maybe 40.
I would love to hear from you this morning, 617-931-1057. Okay?
You can tell us how fabulous it is.
Or if you're like 21, give us a call and we'll try to find something to talk about.
Yeah. that's the key.
Or we'll try to hook you up with somebody.
What are you talking about?
Or if Wally's listening, you can call.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah,
hey, Madonna used to make her own dresses and they were quite modest. She posted this picture on Instagram. Of her and her sister at her high school graduation. She made the dresses out of buttermilk. Buttermilk? Not buttermilk. What was it called? It was butterick. Remember butterick patterns?
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. Your mom made them. These long 70s dress.
I wonder what kind of material she used. Because she was a material girl.
Right, I think it was cotton. But they were really high. There were no cleavage, no knees. Her father was very strict.
Yeah, really, Papa, don't preach.
Lost that battle. God, this is fun.
We've done enough of those.
You guys are great.
I
didn't realize all I had to do was bring up Madonna, and like, all of a sudden, this is fantastic.
She was still like a virgin.
There you go.
She should really wear one of those dresses now.
All right. Hey, you guys, Hasty Pudding, things were announced. By the way, poor Bryce Dallas Howard today is going to be in the Hasty Pudding Parade. She's going to freeze her Jurassic Park off. So she's the Hasty Pudding Woman of the Year. She's so beautiful, by the way. She really
never even heard of her.
She's in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
She's a... Really?
Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah, she's a redhead.
Check her out.
You didn't see that?
You'd like her.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go stand in the cold and I'll watch the parade.
She's a little
Parker,
young for you.
Who is? And then Milo Ventimiglia. Is it Milo?
Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
I love that name. I love a name I can't pronounce. Jack Pearson, let's be honest.
Jack.
This is us. He is now announced as the Hasty Pudding Man of the Year. Did you know that he played Rocky's son in the Rocky 6 and 8? I had no idea.
Did anybody see Rocky 6 and 8?
No.
Okay,
I don't think they did.
And now the Creed ones are the good ones now.
His parade will be on February 8th, and let's hope it's not 0 degrees. Good luck to you, Bryce Dallas.
Hopefully there
Howard.
Isn't another parade.
I'm hoping for a really big parade
because
before
it's
that.
Be, yeah. Her skin is so gorgeous, I don't want it to get frostbitten.
Okay.
That's today at 3.
You got it? Thank you.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so our motto here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show is that we are here to serve and protect. We're here to serve you snacks during your Super Bowl party and protect you from having dry snacks. So that's where the dip comes in for your Super Bowl party, okay?
That's
you need a special dip, okay?
And you should check out WROR.com or the Lorne and Wally Facebook page for the accompanying video, because if you like awkward dancing,
you will love this.
Oh,
and it's not just the dip you serve, it's how you serve the dip.
Hey, girl, I got something real delicious to give you. Girl, you know we got the munchies, and it's Sunday night.
Super Sunday.
And I'm so hungry for something that is fried.
Wow, it's the Super Bowl, but these chips are tasting dry.
They're so dry.
Have some Lay's with something that will go well on the side.
Hummus on the side. A treat real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside. It's some dip in a box.
What? Dip in a box.
Salsa goes well with tortilla chips. And I got a tub of French onion dip. Don't waste time trying to open the jar. Girl, I got a box of some guac in the car. Got a few pounds of artichoke hearts. Eating all this junk is my favorite part. All the bean dip is gonna make it fart.
It's the Super Bowl.
Got some dip in a box.
Oh, yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, thrill seekers, it's time to play games here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. Yes, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Someone has the opportunity now to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank, and it's a very simple game. Let's meet our contestant, the player who's going to play this game this morning. He's a packaging and shipping specialist for PerkinElmer right here in Boston. He hails from Revere, Massachusetts, and his name is Chris Hinojosa. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Here's what's going to be happening over the next few minutes. LBF is going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. If you get them all right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's very simple. Now, at any time, if you feel you're not really sure, you can say pass, move on to the next question. But don't just be passing willy-nilly here, because you're going to have to come back and pick up these at the end if you have time left. You don't want to waste your time. So you got all that?
We got it all.
You feeling ready to play?
I think so.
All right. Let's do it. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Who are the Patriots playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Los Angeles Rams.
In what state would you find the supposed UFO site named Area 51?
Nevada.
Who sang Somewhere Out There with James Ingram?
Pass.
To counter slipping sales, what was marketed as the other white meat?
Pass.
Who played Princess Fiona in the movie Shrek?
Oh, pass.
Who wrote A Farewell to Arms?
Pass.
Sapporo beer was first brewed in which country?
Germany.
What is the name for a young deer?
A doe.
What president was shot outside the Washington Hilton in 1981?
Pass.
What is a group of parrots called?
Flock.
Who sang Somewhere Out There with James Ingram?
Well, Chris, I'm sorry the time has expired. You had two right. You had, three wrong, and you passed on a bunch. So we're going to summarize everything, okay, LBF, if you would,
this
please.
A tough one. Okay, who sang Somewhere Out There with James Ingram? Linda Ronstadt. Ooh. James Ingram died yesterday. That was a little homage to him.
Thanks for bringing us down.
We're feeling pretty good before you brought that up. Yeah.
To counter slipping sales, what was marketed as the other white meat? Pork. All right, Princess Fiona was played by Cameron Diaz.
Chris, I'm ashamed of you for not knowing that one.
When you said it, I knew it.
Yeah, it's one of those in the tip of your tongue things. Who wrote a Farewell to Arms? Ernest Hemingway. Sapporo beer was first brewed in Japan. The name of a young deer, doe deer, a female deer. A young deer is a fawn.
A fawn.
And the president shot outside the Washington Hilton in 81 is Ronald Reagan. And a group of parrots. This is, you're going to wow your friends
with
this.
Yeah, get a load of this. Okay, this is something good to throw in at a Super Bowl party.
Hey, what do you call a group of parrots? Is called a pandemonium.
A pandemonium. You'd think that would be a group of little black and white bears, wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah.
But see, the good news is that you learned a lot. And the second news, good news is that we don't let anybody leave empty-handed. What do we have?
Well, we have a party gift for you this morning. It's a fabulous consolation prize, Chris. A pair of tickets to Rain, which is a Beatles tribute. And it is a fantastic show. Saw it on Broadway. It's incredible. These guys, you will swear, they are the Beatles. Experience the next best thing to seeing the Beatles in person. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. It's coming to the Box Center, Wang Theater, February the 23rd and 24th. You can enjoy that then. Tickets are on sale now at boxcenter.org. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. Beware the cold. And go Pats.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate
good job.
It.
Have a great
Take
day.
Take good care of yourself
warm.
Now. Okay, so this is a tough game, but you think you can do it, don't you? Come on. You got to register to play. Log on, WRR.com, and try to win a grand in 60 seconds. We have a special guest here in the studio this morning. This is the first time Lamont's ever been on the show. Lamont Price is his name. Good morning, Lamont.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You just came in. Pretty brutal, huh?
I'm not supposed to be out in weather like this. This is not. I got hair on a tauntaun. A tauntaun's waiting outside. He can handle it.
Yeah.
So, Lamont is going to be kind of hosting a big party coming up for the Super Bowl game coming up at the City Winery in Boston coming up on Sunday. And
it's exciting.
Yes, sir. It's pretty cool
because you're going to have like a little comedy show first and buffet and all this stuff. And
yeah, I'm going to go up. Doors at 5. Oh, it starts at 5. I think doors are like 4.
Cool.
I'm going to go up at around 5:30-ish and do about a half hour of comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to interrupt any of the game. I'm not going to interrupt any of the good stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to interrupt Maroon 5, though?
I will, but I'm doing everybody a favor.
All right, you're right about that.
You interrupt Maroon 5 in 2019. If this was 2007, you might have a problem with me, but 2019, you interrupt Maroon 5.
I understand.
Right? Maybe at the City Winery, you refer to them as like Burgundy 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Red 5's coming up.
Well, this is, and they actually do have, like,
a 7-foot screen and giant TVs. Okay, this should be like a fun party anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And, I mean, you're a Boston guy.
You grew up here, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, Dorchester. Born and raised.
Yep, okay.
Playground is West.
You've been through the pain. You have been through the
OFD.
Pain.
OFD.
Chilling out, Max, and relaxing.
Originally from Dorchester. That's right. That's right.
Are you embarrassed by our riches of championships?
No, I want more.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Look, I think we can all say we've gone through a lot. We remember the 90s.
Yeah.
We remember when there was a quarterback named U Millen. Nobody listening under the age of 23 has even heard that name before.
Of course.
We struggled when the 15. We had a coach. The first coach I remember us having was a dude named Rod Rust. All right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know you're not 1-8 games with a name like Rod. That's a high school coach. Rod Rust? Yeah. Sounds like a James Bond villain. Like, there's no way he should be coaching a football team.
And he wasn't, really.
No, he wasn't.
No, yeah, okay.
He's picking up a check.
Okay, picking up the check.
Yeah,
okay.
And you know, I think we're blessed with Tom Brady.
Yes, we are.
What do you think about Tom? And we were talking about this off the air. Don't you feel bad for people who, like, don't think he's the greatest?
Well, I said this to you. They're delusional, right? And I kind of get it. Like, Tom Brady is something that they can't understand. So it's hard for them to wrap their mind around anybody being that good for that long. Yeah. And also, I make a habit out of not caring about what people who are fans of ringless teams have to say. So, it's like you have no frame of reference to even. You can't even. Why am I talking to you? I'm better than you. Yeah. Why am I talking to you?
Well, you know, Lamont, there's so much hate out there. For example, they did a big survey, and they asked people in all 50 states who you're rooting for in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 35 of the states went with the Rams. Only 15 states went with the Patriots. Well, now, first of all, you subtract New England. That doesn't leave many states.
At least two states.
There's so
my math tight?
Okay, there's so much hate out there that Missouri is voting for the Rams, and that the Rams are the team that took their team away from St. Louis.
They're still mad.
Yeah, they're still upset about it.
They're still mad about Ty Law.
That's exactly. You're right. You're right about that.
There's, who should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way?
Yes.
I don't know. If he can't be in the Hall of Fame, then there should be no Hall of Fame. Period.
Good point. Good point.
What are they looking for?
They were just talking about the championship teams that have the number of players in the Hall of Fame. Patriots. Like this dynasty.
It's unbelievable.
Like nothing.
How was Ty Law not first ballot?
Yeah.
He's everything, every
stupidity.
He checks every box.
Yep.
Championships, boom. Big playoff games. He picked Peyton Manning off three times in a conference title game.
I'm
gonna get worked up.
I mean, okay,
let me take a sip of my tea.
I don't want you to have an attack or anything before you have to do the show on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I get worked up with the Ty Law.
Okay, so anyway, City Winery.
Yeah,
it's Sunday night, and you're gonna go on at 5:30, something like that.
I'm gonna go on like 5:30. People should be getting in at 5. We're gonna kick things off. Then obviously the game will start. And at halftime, I'll do another, 10-minute.
During Maroon 5.
During
Maroon 5.
I'm not going up again until I hear them say, ladies and gentlemen, Maroon 5. I'm going to be everybody. I'm going to be the savior. The hero you need.
Gotcha.
During Maroon 5 on Sunday.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have more Lamont coming up in just a couple minutes here in the meantime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so let me see. We got 3 days and counting to the Super Bowl. Everybody's very excited about this. Bunch of parties. You're probably going to have maybe a party, and you think, okay, what am I going to do for the Super Bowl? There's going to be a great party at City Winery, Boston. It's a big game party, and they're going to have like a seven. Is that really a 7-foot screen that you saw? You're going to have there?
Yeah, a seven foot screen and multiple large screen TVs.
Yeah, it's a cool.
It's like a good setup,
and it's going to be
a big old buffet.
Old buffet, and it's going to be hosted and I've got a very funny man, Lamont Price, who's here in the studio with us.
Hey!
He's going to do a stand up. About 5:30 or so, and then the game will come on. Then he's going to do another thing during halftime when nobody wants to see Maroon 5.
Nobody.
So that's a cool thing. And so we were just talking about it, because Lamont, he grew up in the area. He grew up in Dorchester, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't be you're a pretty young guy. You can't be much more than 30, right?
No, I'm older than that.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm 30-something.
30-something? Okay, he's 30-something, but
can't tell Hollywood everything.
You grew up with all the pain.
I grew up with a lot of pain. Yep. I grew up, man, like in the 90s, we didn't win anything.
Ever.
We didn't win anything. The Celtics were terrible. I mean, we had a lot of tragedies with the Celtics, right?
That's true.
Like, I don't have a memory of the championships in the 80s. Like, the Birds.
My first
real recollection of Bird is, like, you know, broken back Bird. Like,
laying in front
of
the
bench. All a kid, like, what's all the fuss about? He can't even sit on the bench. Like, he is laying on the. But obviously, before anybody. Obviously, Larry Legend is one of the greatest that ever did anything before anybody thinks. That was kid me talking.
Yeah. You you grew up right around the corner, but you have escaped without like an accent, really. You don't have like that.
I don't have the accent.
Yeah.
I don't know why. From Dorch. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I watched too many shows based in New York.
Right. Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to this school, John D. O'Brien School of Mathematics and Science.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not as smart as that name sounds.
You have to lie about it.
I have no math skills. I didn't retain anything.
Will Hunting on the weekends or anything?
Nope. No? I've never even seen that movie. How's that?
Wow.
How's that?
Wow. I like that.
I've never seen that movie. I've never seen Titanic. And I'm at the point now where I'm almost proud of it.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. What's your favorite football movie? Because we have a poll.
My favorite football movie?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever thought about that before.
Well, start thinking.
What is my favorite football movie?
We had a big we had a grid up there, and people could vote on their favorite. But we've got to narrow down to what?
We had to narrow down to, it's kind of a random threesome.
Three.
The Replacements, Rudy, and Remember the Titans. But there were a lot in there.
Rudy. I know. Yeah. That's the way I know.
Look, man, let me tell you something. That kid had no business being on that football team.
I know.
I'm thinking this. We need to put him out there because he feels bad. You have to earn your spot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right? You can't block a kick. You can't tackle any. No, Rudy, I'm sorry. You can't play. I'm not losing my job so you feel good for 5 minutes.
This is not a trophy thing, you know?
This is a results business. Football.
Why don't you tell me that it's so expensive because of the gentrification of Dorchester, where you grew up, you can't afford to live there anymore. Tell everybody where you're thinking about moving because you can't afford
Dorchester. Well, I grew up in Dorchester, right? Now, I live in Brighton now. I'm not bragging.
Yeah, okay.
But I grew up in Dorchester, and when I go home, when I go to Ashmont area, I don't recognize anything.
Yeah, I know.
And everything's gentrification. Everybody's being priced out. I saw a cupcake shop. I knew it was over. Like, you know, it's crazy when people from Dorchester are like, man, I got to move to Wellesley. This is not what I expected my life to be.
Expected at all.
Where it's cheap.
Hey, Lamont, thanks a million for coming in. I hope you have a great time doing the show.
Thank you guys for having me. Okay. All you guys listening, come down to City Winery. Sunday at 5 p.m., $15, all-you-can-eat buffet. It's going to be an awesome time.
$15?
And I will help you avoid Maroon 5 at all costs. Okay. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
CityWinery.com. Lamont, thanks for being here this morning. Really appreciate it. Have a great day, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.